Well, most regular Americans would never harm law enforcement. How, in your experience, is this kind of messaging interpreted by already radical individuals?
Well, I think what it sends the message is that if they attempt to foment a riot or an unlawful assembly, they can expect some level of political cover. Where far-left extremists think that they will get political cover from local or state politicians, they have a tendency to be a little bit more aggressive. We've certainly seen that in the case of Portland, in Oregon, in Seattle, in Washington State, for example. In places where they know they will not get political cover, these sorts of protests tend to be disrupted relatively early. They tend to stay more peaceful. And I think it really is important for the politicians in some of these areas to get out ahead of this stuff and say, look, you know, you can have whatever political opinion you want. You are allowed to be upset. You are allowed to protest lawfully, but we will not countenance any criminal activity. We will not countenance rioting. We will not countenance attacking police officers, whether local, state, or federal.